So Mike quit coffee about a month ago, 3 weeks ago, something like that. And I am curious to see how it's going. So that's what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, just a quick update, because it seemed like a lot of people had thoughts on coffee and it's pretty widely used. So I figured I'd just report back on what happened. We had discussed, hey, maybe we could cut it out eventually. But after thinking about it that night when we recorded, I was like, I'm just going to do it. And I did it the next day. I didn't cut it out completely the next day. I started tapering it down. So to give some context as far as where I started from, I was drinking a minimum of 2 strong cups of coffee a day, up to about 4, maybe 5. 5 would have been a big day. Pretty much anytime I left the house, you know, I wake up early, I go camp out in my coffee shop, and I start my work, and I order a cup of coffee and a refill, drink the first one, 45 minutes later, drink the second one. And that was just my normal day. If I was home, I would brew a full pot of coffee. My wife would usually take 8 or 10 ounces. She'd have one cup, and I would just drink the rest of the pot. And everywhere around here brews the coffee very strong. I brew it pretty strong at home. So it's quite a bit of caffeine. I tried to do some estimates. I think it was like probably 250 milligrams on the low end, you know, on the 2-cup day, and then up to probably around 500 milligrams on like a bigger day. So anyway, that's what I was drinking. I had been drinking coffee, I don't know how many years, decades, at least since I was 14 or 15, I think. So 20-something years without a single day missed. So I was, I really had no idea what would happen cutting it out. And I was really afraid to, because I was worried about feeling crappy and headaches and all that stuff. Based on the suggestion of a few people, I decided not to just go cold turkey. I cut it down slowly, which honestly, I think there was one day where I had a slight headache, but it might not have even been from caffeine withdrawal. It was really, really minor. So I think if anybody is wanting to cut out coffee and is like me and is worried about the withdrawal stuff, cutting it down slowly was totally fine. Like, really not a big deal. So I did about, the first week was, I went to a single cup a day, just strictly one cup. A few times I had some green tea in the afternoon, but not much. I did that for a week. And then I cut it down to a half-calf Americano, which the way they always do that around here is all the coffee shops will pull a double shot. And so half-calf is basically like one shot of caffeinated coffee and then one shot of decaf. And my estimate there, I think, is that that's probably 50 or 60 milligrams in a half-calf, as opposed to like 100, 120 for a normal cup of coffee. So just half of that. So first week, one cup. Second week, half calf. Third week, decaf, which technically does have a little bit of caffeine in it, but it's very, very little, like just a few milligrams, basically.
But you're off all caffeine now.
Yeah, well, so I did that. That got me down to, you know, I made it down to half calf and then full decaf. I did about a week of strictly just decaf. And then since then, let's see, one, two, a full week of that, I guess if it's been a month, it must have been a month. Then this past week, I did some days with a half calf and some days with decaf. I kind of wanted to see what it was like to sort of switch between having a little bit of caffeine and then having none. You know, am I going to get headaches if I have some coffee today and I don't have any tomorrow? The answer was no, it was totally fine, like no headaches or anything like that. So lately I've been just sort of switching between a little bit of caffeine, about 50, 60 milligrams, and basically no caffeine with decaf. And that's where I'm at now.
So why exactly did you quit? Just to see what would happen, like just sort of a exploratory experiment, or was there something specific you're trying to do? I think I remember you talking about your heart rate. So was that kind of the driving force behind this?
Yeah, well, a big part of it was just I literally have not gone without caffeine for 20 years. So I really just wanted to see how different is it. And it did turn out to be pretty interesting. It wasn't as straightforward as I expected. I actually did learn quite a lot from this. And that was a big part of the goal, is just to see what happens. Like, some people will tell you that caffeine is the devil and it's the reason why you can't sleep and so on and so forth. And then, you know, other people, lots of us use it all the time and think it's great and it's healthy, it'll make you live longer and so on, right? So I kind of wanted to see for me what the difference was. What's kind of funny is that we did that podcast and then, like, the next day or the day after, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to cut it out and this is going to be awesome. Of course, I get excited about every random new thing that I'm going to try. And so, like, I'm going to cut out caffeine and it's going to be so great and I'm going to feel so much better and whatever. And then I'm listening to this podcast from this doctor who does cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia, which, you know, he treats people with this very specific protocol for insomnia. And not that I am struggling with insomnia in that, like, a clinical level, but, you know, my sleep has never been amazing and I was just interested. But anyway, one of the things he says is that everybody thinks you need to cut out caffeine if you're struggling with insomnia, and that's not true, and coffee is, like, this really amazing tool and you should use it as long as you're smart with it. I'm like, oh, okay, there's a sleep therapist telling me that this is exactly the opposite of what I ought to be doing for sleep. So that was an interesting thing. But then I've heard other people say, oh my God, I cut out caffeine, I started sleeping like a baby, it's the best sleep I've had in my life. So spoiler, that did not happen to me. But so anyway, one goal is to see what happened. The main concern though was that I've struggled with this for quite a while, in that I feel like my body does not relax very well at all. And it's not just sleep. That's improved quite a bit, but it's still not 100%. I still almost always wake up around like 3 or 4 a.m. and I'll kind of be fitful and, you know, waking up, falling asleep kind of thing. I have not been able to get that to go away. Cutting out caffeine did not fix that. So there's a thumbs down on that one. But just in general, sleep, general amped upness levels, I just always feel like I'm amped up. And not necessarily mentally, although sometimes I am, but just I feel kind of stressed, like physical stress. My heart is beating fast. Sometimes it's like pounding. You know, I've had tachycardia episodes before where my heart is just, it's very uncomfortable and like anxiety inducing, where your heart's just pounding out of your chest. It seemed like it got worse when I went on keto, but then it also resolved on keto, and it still happens when I'm not on keto. I don't know. That's been a big concern of mine. It's especially bad if I've been exercising, which is frustrating because exercise is supposed to be a really good way of making your heart. I don't know if it's my heart specifically, but it's supposed to help lower your blood pressure and, you know, help you sleep better and lower your resting heart rate and whatnot. But I would do exercise and then my heart rate would just be really high and just pounding for the rest of the day. And sometimes I'd even be going to bed and it's still just beating. And, you know, I'd feel that physical anxiety and whatnot. So I was hoping that caffeine was a part of that, and that if I cut out caffeine, it would help my body relax more so I could go for a run, lift, and then be able to recover after.
So did it work? Did it fix the elevated heart rate and everything?
So it's hard to say for sure because things are always fluctuating and it's not like I have this perfect baseline that I can just compare to. But I am pretty confident that it did help. So the way this usually works for me is that I'll do a block of exercise. So usually 3 to 4 weeks where I'm exercising 5 to 6 days a week. And I'll monitor my resting heart rate and heart rate variability and whatnot. And at the start, it's reasonably high, hopefully. And it just tends to drop throughout that training cycle. And by the end, in a good cycle, I'm like, you know, tired, my resting heart rate is elevated, my heart rate variability is down. On a bad cycle, I'm like completely crashed, where I'm really struggling to sleep and whatnot, which is not a good thing. And that's what I'm trying to fix. So I cut out coffee towards the end of that cycle, and it was still low, but it wound up not getting as low as it did the cycle before, really any of the several previous cycles that I compared it to. You know, on a, at worst, if it's really bad, my resting heart rate will wind up around 70 or upper 60s. Whereas if it's, when I'm very relaxed, it can be low 50s or even upper 40s. So that's like the, what I want, the best. And if it really gets bad, it'll get up to like almost 70. So when I cut out the coffee, it landed at about 60, 62-ish, which it's not like it's never landed there before, but that's pretty good for me. Maybe even upper 50s. So that was good. That was like an encouraging sign that, hey, I don't think I'm bottoming out quite as much as I was. And then when I stopped exercising and went on a good week-long break, it came up very nicely. It has before, but often enough, it won't do that. Like my heart rate will come back, but not that dramatically. So it seemed, basically, it seemed like cutting out the coffee both helped me not get as burnt out towards the end of the cycle, and it helped me recover a bit faster. It wasn't like night and day. It wasn't super dramatic, but it does appear like it was helpful, which, yeah.
Yay, hooray.
Right.
You quit this thing that you love and is a huge part of your routine and daily life, and it's a wonderful thing, and you quit it, and it might have seemed like it may have helped a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah. well, okay, there's
anything
a little bit
else?
More to talk about.
Yeah, okay, well, keep talking.
Yeah. So that was the big concern, was the fatigue, the way I felt burnt out and whatnot. But the other part was that I was really curious how much it was affecting my focus.
So that's
said many times. Yeah. So I'll try and like give you my overall take at the end here. But let's talk about the other parts of this, like the focus and whatnot. You know, the good parts of coffee. So I've said this many times, but I have this routine now where I wake up, I go to a coffee shop, and I settle down and I do my first 2-hour work block. I'm there now. I'm there from 7 until 9. And that's just 2 hours of very focused work on my project. And that's been this amazing session for me. I feel very clear-headed. I feel focused. And it works out great. And I was, for quite a while, I'm thinking, yeah, I got it figured out. I just have a consistent sleep schedule. I'm learning how to sort of control my mind better and so on. And that's me really firing on all cylinders. But recently I started to wonder, that is when I drink my coffee. I wake up, I drink these 2 cups of very strong coffee, and I feel really focused. So I'm wondering how much of that focus is the caffeine, because caffeine can really help you focus. And the answer is a lot of it. Cutting out caffeine has made it considerably harder to focus during that first work session. Now, it's not that I can't, but if I'm working on something that I'm really interested in, I can focus pretty much no matter what. If I'm working on something that I'm really not interested in, I need every tool and faculty available to me. And with coffee, I can do it. Without coffee, sort of can't. With no caffeine in me, or trace amounts, it is really, really hard. So that's been an interesting thing to compare and to really appreciate how much of my focus is due to caffeine.
Do you think that will change? Because you haven't been doing this for very long.
Right.
Do you think that will change 2 months from now or 6 months from now?
I'm not going to be doing this 2 months from now.
Okay.
So, okay, here's the thing. First off, yes, I do think it would change, because on the first few days where I went from, you know, I had been tapering down and went to no caffeine, it was rough. I mean, it was just, I really didn't think it would be, probably because I've just never done it. I just kind of assumed that this was my normal behavior. you know, coffee, so what? I'll be fine. But it sucked. I didn't necessarily feel tired. I think I'm still sleeping enough, and I'm not like really using caffeine to suppress sleepiness. I know a lot of people do, and that's a big powerful feature of it. But for me, it's more about the focus thing. So I wasn't sleepy. I just felt like my brain didn't want to focus. I kept putting something in front of me, trying to get my mind to stick there. And it's just like, nope, don't care. Let's think about something else. But, and I think this is interesting. The other thing that would happen when I was on, you know, full dose of caffeine was that I would sit down. I would start work. And within 10 minutes or so, I'd start to get focused. And now I'm realizing a lot of that is the caffeine kicking in. But usually by the end of that 2-hour session, I was way too focused. You know, I'm hyper fixated. I can't stop thinking about what I've been working on, even though I need to, and I need to go move and do something else. It's hard for me to take breaks, and I'll get focused in a way that's not always productive, where I'll be hyper focused on a detail, kind of obsessing over it, sometimes not able to realize that the thing that I'm working on is not important, or sometimes even totally irrelevant. And, you know, we talked about this a bunch, losing kind of the big picture, getting really dialed in on one specific thing. That would happen a lot. So with less caffeine, that was a lot less likely to happen, where on a day with no caffeine, yes, I'm having trouble focusing, but I'm certainly not over-focusing. You know, by the end of it, I'm fine. And so cutting it down from 2 cups of coffee to 1 was actually, it felt like better focus, where I'm still getting focused, but I'm not winding up in such a bad spot. And even cutting it down to just a half calf Americano, the focus wasn't as intense, but I would still get focused. I'd still feel okay, you know, decent. And by the end of it, I'm much more relaxed. I'm much more able to disengage. And we can talk about this too, but typically I do that 2-hour session. I'd go exercise, and then I come back and do another 2-hour session. And I have been having so much trouble with that second 2-hour session, where I have all my caffeine right in the morning. I get focused, I get too focused, I have to sort of tear myself away, go do something physical, come back, and then it's, I don't know exactly how to describe it, because it's not as if I can't focus, but it's like, I don't know, the executive function is not completely in control, where I know I need to do stuff, and I'll kind of get focused on it, but then I'll sort of switch to something else and get dragged into that. I oftentimes wind up on YouTube, watching stuff, wasting time. There's just this kind of,
yeah,
like irritability almost, or this kind of feeling of, I don't really want to do this. I'm almost a little bit agitated. So on no caffeine or low caffeine, that was way less likely to happen. Like, I didn't feel that same kind of agitation for that second session. I felt like I could sit down, and not perfect or anything, but I felt like I could get focused again and do another 2-hour session that was pretty good and pretty clean. So what I did a week or 10 days or something of no caffeine. And then I started kind of playing with it, where using a little bit and then none and going back and forth. And so to me, it feels like for me, the minimum effective dose is around that 50 milligrams or so, 50 or 60, I think, where that's all it takes. That's half a cup of coffee, or I would usually do a half calf Americano, because that's less depressing than like pouring out half a cup of coffee. But I would do that, and that seemed like enough, where I would get focused, and by the end of it, I would feel good. And then I could go do my exercise, come back, and then I, at that point for the next session, I could do nothing, but I would more often than not do some green tea, which has, I don't know, 30 or 40 milligrams of caffeine, which is not much. But even that was enough to kind of feel like I get that little bit of, you know, assistance from the caffeine, but I'm not fried. I don't feel like I'm coming down off of a big dose of caffeine, and I feel really comfortable for that session. So that has felt pretty nice to me.
So basically you've settled on just less caffeine, or well, that's where you think you're going to go.
Yeah. So basically, yes. Yeah. So less caffeine, I think having just pounding those 2 cups of coffee right at the start of the day, it's too much, too fast. And then just so the lower dose and then spreading out the dose very strategically, like having that second dose right as I'm sitting down and wanting to focus again, that feels pretty good. So that's kind of what I've decided I like for that. And it's hard to say if I'm just kind of switching back and forth like this, but I think the biggest benefit in terms of sleep and that, you know, relaxation that I was looking for came from cutting down that high dose of caffeine. Switching between no caffeine and then 50 to 80 milligrams a day, I don't think I can really tell a difference there in terms of that, you know, amped up, stressed out feeling. And one more thing on that front. And in this past month, I've been listening to some podcasts and people talk about this, but it seems like when my body is pretty fried, the caffeine is very unhelpful. So if I'm feeling irritated and worn down and kind of in that sympathetic drive, like that sort of fight or flight mode, caffeine is not good. Like my body does not do well with it. But if I'm very relaxed and, you know, I feel comfortable, I'm not super stressed, maybe I've taken the week off of exercise or I've just been, you know, very chill in life, then the caffeine is much less of a problem. And that has been somewhat confirmed by the things that I've kind of heard. And Huberman was talking about this, about how you can handle caffeine better when you aren't stressed. And that lines up with my experience too. So I think that's kind of an interesting thing to think about, is that the caffeine doesn't have to be constant, just the same dose every day. And having cut it out, you know, one thing I was worried about was, am I going to wind up with withdrawal symptoms every time I drink coffee and then stop? And at least at this level, that hasn't been an issue. So I feel like I could sort of bring it up and bring it down based on how I'm doing and if I'm feeling more relaxed or not. And that seems like a pretty smart way to do it to me. Like, just use it more strategically and recognize, you know, the impact that it has. And that just feels like a healthier way to do it. So that's kind of the thinking.
Well, this is a little disappointing to me. I was hoping that you'd come on here and be super excited and over the moon, and you'd be talking about how your entire life has changed, and then I would get to play devil's advocate and just kind of, I don't know, try to poke holes in everything. And so, yeah, this is a little less exciting for me. It seems like it may, you know, it helped a little bit, or it's nice to know, but no giant life-changing experiences here. You're not a whole different person.
Not even a little. Well, maybe a little bit. I mean, it's hard, because if you were to go upon the internet and look for people sharing opinions about caffeine, it, at least from what I mostly saw, is pretty polarizing. People say it's terrible. People say it's great. You know, cut out coffee is the best thing ever. That's the nature of the internet, and you're trying to get eyeballs and be provocative. But if it were super black and white, if it really were doing terrible things to you, then we would know. It would be clear. And if there were no effects, then we probably wouldn't be having this debate either. So I think the mental model for caffeine needs to be a bit more subtle. You know, that's kind of what I've been discovering, is that, yeah, it's got some great benefits. It also has some downsides. And for me, cutting it out has been very freeing, in the sense that I realized, oh, I can, and it's really not a big deal. I was so in my head about it, thinking, yeah, I have to have it, and I really don't. It really was not a big deal to cut it out, especially just using that sort of taper down mode. And now I feel pretty comfortable being able to adjust the dose up and down and be a little bit more strategic about it and try and get the benefits that I really want out of the caffeine, without, you know, getting some of the downsides, or at least minimizing it. So that's kind of what I've settled on. And almost everyone that I've talked to that has cut out caffeine, it's almost always a past tense thing. They'll usually say, oh yeah, it was great, but I'm back on it. And that's going to be the case for me. But I am going to probably cut the dose down and spread it out a little bit. You know, my thinking was, oh, I don't want it to mess up my sleep. I got to get it all in super early. You know, if I'm going to have a bunch of caffeine, it's got to all happen in the first 2 hours of the day. And then there's a nice long time for it to get out of my system before I go to sleep. And then it's fine. And I think that, at least from the experimenting that I've done, you know, spreading the dose out, making it smaller, having it more in the afternoon around like one or two has not affected my sleep. If anything, it's better. Although even with zero caffeine, it did not fix my early morning wakefulness. But anyway, like spreading the dose out seems to be much more comfortable for me. It doesn't amp up my body the same way. And I don't get that sort of anxiety crash in the afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, take what you want from my experience.
I have to get rid of like half my questions because most of them are just going to be arguing, but there's well, nothing you can... to argue here.
Surely we can argue about something, right?
Well, okay. So one thing that we did an episode a long time ago about really just cutting out anything in your life, mm-hmm. anything that's been routine. I cut out YouTube. You cut out buying things on Amazon, like just two kind of random things. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you cut out buying things, period, for, I don't know, a month or 3 months or however long we did it. It's probably more like a week.
No, it was but, a month. I'm pretty sure it was
okay. A month. I think so, too. But we learned that if you cut something out for about a month, other things, newer things, more exciting things mm-hmm. tend to take its place. And it really changes your life a little bit. And it's kind of exciting. And so for anyone giving up coffee, that I think it falls into that same category of something that you're giving up and other things can take its place. And I think for different people, coffee will make a much bigger difference or, you know, everybody's different. But I wonder if a lot of people who give up coffee, their excitement levels talking about it afterwards, you know, they're over the moon because they just have something exciting in their life because it's different. It's not necessarily, it could be, but it's not necessarily connected to just the cutting out of the coffee. It could be just the novelty effect of whatever else is taking its place because it's new and exciting.
Well, okay. And along those lines, so here's something else. Again, I'm reading tea leaves a little bit, trying to judge how much this change affects my body and mental state and whatnot. So I can't really say anything for certain here. But from what I saw, again, tracking my, you know, biometrics over the past month and trying to see, it seemed like first when I cut it, I hadn't even cut it out completely. I just cut it down. And it seemed like heart rate variability was going up considerably and resting heart rate coming down. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. This really is the secret. You know, my body is starting to relax and everything. And so at that point, if you asked me then, I would have been like, holy crap. Yeah, this was a huge factor. But as the time went on and even cutting it down further was like, well, kind of tapered off. You know, it plateaued a little bit. It even got worse for a little while and then started to get better. And I think that a big part of that was just straight up placebo effect. Or I just think I was really excited about it, expecting a really positive result. This is weird, but I was expecting to feel really relaxed. And I think that that just helped me feel that way, which really makes me think about how much is just the way I think affecting me physically. If I can trick myself, you know, there's something that happens that makes me think things are better and then it becomes measurably much better. How do I get that to happen all the time? Like, clearly it's a mental difference that's driving a lot of that. Now, again, I can't say 100% how much of a factor that was, but I'm pretty convinced that it was a big part of it. And that was a little bit eye-opening for me. So it's I don't know, maybe we should talk about the placebo effect at some point, because if you really think about it, it's kind of insane. And it makes you really wonder how much of some of the issues that we're dealing with are quite literally just in your head to the point where it affects you measurably.
But it's a bit impossible to hack the placebo effect.
Because, well, but
I mean,
well, right. But the placebo effect itself illustrates how much the way you're thinking affects you. And yeah, you can't just turn it on, because that's the whole nature of it, is that you think that you're doing something that works, and therefore that changes the way you think and it affects you. But surely there are other ways of trying to change the way you think, because it, if nothing else, it demonstrates how much real effect that has. Does that track? Like,
yes. Yeah.
It shows you how much is at stake there, even if you can't necessarily just placebo effect your way through it all.
That was a fun side note. Yeah. Okay. Do you have an end date in mind? Are you just like going back? Are you done? Or
no, the current plan is that I am still trying to get myself to a better level where I don't feel as much of the, I guess you would call it anxiety, like physical anxiety. I think I'm just a person who has a lot of sympathetic drive, where my autonomic nervous system is like kind of ready to go all the time.
Maybe if you didn't think you were that person, you wouldn't be that person.
Yeah, well, explain to me how I do that, and I'll be happy to give it a shot.
No idea.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm hoping that that improves. I think it certainly has to do with a lot about, there's probably a genetic component. There's probably a lot that comes from just the way I think and so on, but it does seem like caffeine is helpful. So I'm going to keep it pretty low and see if over the course of a month, maybe 2 months, that, you know, where that ends up. But I'm not going to be zero caffeine. I'm going to kind of, you know, some mornings I'll have decaf, some mornings I'll have half caf. I might have some green tea, I might not, to have some yerba mate or something, but smaller doses of caffeine, a little bit more spread out. That's the current thinking, and some days with none, and we'll kind of go from there. But I'm pretty happy at this level. I don't feel like super deprived. You know, I feel pretty good.
Good. Well, this was less exciting than I thought it would be.
I'm sorry. You know what? Yeah. Sometimes real things are just not as exciting as the big dramatic, oh my God, it totally changed my life stuff.
I'm also kind of happy to hear that it wasn't exciting, yeah, because if you were super excited about your whole life changing from quitting coffee, then I would feel as if I need to also quit coffee, at least try it, and then I'd have to go through that. But hearing this, it's kind of nice, because I'm not going to quit drinking coffee.
Yeah,
I will continue to drink a lot of coffee. Yeah.
I will tell you, based on my experience, that I don't think anyone needs to quit coffee. This wasn't life-changing for me. It was eye-opening, and it is going to change my behavior a little bit. So it was a beneficial experiment. But you kind of mentioned this before. I was so afraid of the withdrawals. I'm like, oh man, caffeine is like this really powerful stimulant and whatever, and it's going to be so rough. It wasn't. It was fine. It's really not that powerful of a drug. It's not black tar heroin. It's a stimulant, and it's not at reasonable doses. I really don't think it's having that big of an effect. We give it a little bit too much.
If you wean yourself off of it. If you don't wean yourself off of it.
Yeah, no,
you
it go sucks.
Cold turkey. Yeah, yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, the fear of that pain will keep people drinking it for their whole lives.
I was that, and having done it, I'm like, it really wasn't that bad. You know, I didn't really have withdrawal symptoms. I noticed a difference, but it's not that bad. And the flip side of that is that having a few cups of coffee a day, don't think it's a major contributor to life's problems.
All right. Well, anything else to say about it?
Uh, I'm really glad I did it, and I would encourage anyone else who is interested to try it. Again, not that I think you need to, but kind of breaking free of that, oh, I drink coffee every day and I have to. It was nice to get away from that, to realize, oh, nope, I don't have to. I can play around with this. I can do different things. That was nice. That was really nice. And I actually do think it has helped me relax a little bit. And it's, I also appreciate the very positive effects of caffeine on me, like the focus and whatnot. So I like that about it. So yeah, that's my review of quitting coffee. I'd give it a 6 of 10. would conditionally recommend. Fun experiment, not life-changing. And if you want to keep drinking coffee, keep drinking coffee.